Welcome to Quimper UU Fellowship. We hope you enjoy this recording from our February 9th youth service. You will hear a sermon titled The Interconnected Web of Life, presented by Rosie and Cosmo Krecka and Mo Wolf. The reading is Mary Oliver's Wild Geese, presented by Aidan Murney. And then there are three pieces of music. In between the reading and the sermon, you will hear an original piece, Still Change Yet, composed by Cosmo Krecka and performed by Rosie and Cosmo Krecka. Following the sermon, you will hear Rachmaninoff's Prelude in G Minor, Opus 23, No. 5, performed by Aidan Murney, and then Polska, performed by the YRUU Fiddle Band, Cosmo Krecka, Lachlan Kruppa, Samantha Stromberg, and Aidan Murney. Thanks for listening.
You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of rain are moving across the landscapes. Over the prairies and deep trees, the mountains and rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things.
Why do I make myself impossible? So improbable, I just feel stuck. Why do I make myself unreachable? I guess I just get scared that I might mess this up. Rushing in just when I thought I might forget all the salmon swims upstream and the lion hangs his head. Things could still change yet. Things could still change yet. Mama always says I was born to fight, to revolutionize. Sometimes I'd rather implode. And I think I might peel off my fingerprints tonight. I carved myself new ones out of stone. Clarity comes rushing in just when I thought I might forget father salmon swims upstream, and the lion hangs his head. Things could still change yet. Clarity comes rushing in. Just when I thought I might forget, all the salmon swims upstream, and the lion hangs his head. Things could still change yet. Things could still change yet.
Not just beautiful. Though the stars are like the trees in the forest, alive and breathing, and they're watching me. Hakuri Murray Kami.
Serge King said, "We are all connected to everyone and everything in the universe. Therefore, everything one does as an individual affects the whole. All thoughts, words, prayers, blessings, and deeds are listened to by all that is." Serge King.
Coretta Scott King said, "The greatness of a community is most accurately measured by the compassionate actions of its members."
The theme of this year's youth service is our seventh UU principle, the interconnected web of life.
This theme includes our interpersonal relationships,
our relationship with the natural world,
and the power of loving community.
Each of us has had the privilege of growing up within this community.
We have been lucky enough to exist in a religious community that intentionally upholds us and supports us in our endeavors.
That centers interfaith work and intersectional social justice.
A community that teaches our youth that our voices are important and deserve to be heard.
We are blessed to be raised in a faith whose core is individuality through togetherness, as exemplified in each of our seventh principles.
That strives, as an institution, to care for the earth and her inhabitants.
To recognize that we are not the first helmsmen of this planet.
And we will not be the last.
We now wish to share a poem by Jennifer Pratt Walter, titled Church.
My church is a ring of altars, tilting towards a living pond, backed by the punctuation of tall firs, fondling the morning breeze.
In my chapel, red-winged blackbird unravels her liquid song in the cattails. The thick mud smell is an incense.
A beaver-felled tree is my pew. I toss my donation, red huckleberries, into this humble water where the secret trout leaps.
Cedar waxwings are my songs, lifting from a hymnal, penned by the water touching the sky, and courting dragonflies weave my salamander prayer.
I need no minister, for that is me. Alpha and Omega, breathing out my own measured days in this wet forest cathedral.
At the core of many faiths and spiritual practices is the idea Walter explores in this piece.
The concept of magic and religion in the natural world.
Of divinity through place and the recognition of the order of things in this universe.
We do not rule over the natural world.
But we should not cower from it.
Our relationship with nature should be one of mutual respect and understanding.
Each of us should understand a couple of things.
First of all, that the individual is incredibly small, and that the universe is incredibly large.
And last of all, that the individual is never insignificant.
Everything on this planet is connected. In fact, everything in this universe is connected. When you get down to the root of everything, everything came from the same source, the Big Bang, or whatever you believe caused the universe to begin. Everything on this planet came from the same place, We are all connected, and we are all billions of years old. This planet functions as one whole organism, almost like a machine. With the snow falling on the mountains, trickling down into the streams flow into rivers, and the rivers flow into the ocean, where the fish and the whales live, and the bears and the otters eat the fish, and the cougar eats the otter. Everything that happens on this earth has a cause and effect on the ecosystem, especially what we do as humans. People do not often think about what they are doing, how it will impact the environment. People often don't think about where their food comes from, or where the plastic bag will go when they throw it into the magical trash can where it seems like it will magically disappear from an instant. But that is far from true. Plastic takes thousands of years to decompose, if it even does. As humans, we have done incredible damage to this planet, but we can still fix it. If we start treating this whole planet as a system, and everything we do has an effect on the planet, we can make a difference. When we look close enough into nature, we understand that we are a part of it. People think of our lives as being insignificant and unimportant in the comparison of the vastness of the universe. But everything has its place and function, and everything exists for a reason. For me, I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, where my backyard is the Olympic National Forest. I've always been surrounded by nature and didn't always used to like it. I used to feel lonely, and I was far away from everyone, living in between the mountains and Brennan. But I soon realized how privileged I am and how much of a gift it is to be able to live where I do. The beautiful glistening beaches, the tall trees, and the roaring mountains. Everything on this planet is giving me what I need to survive. This planet was designed for living things to live on and to support life. I've always felt like this planet was alive and it knew what it was doing, that it was aware of the life that it was giving people. We are so lucky to have grown up and lived and been able to breathe and survive on this planet. We are all connected to each other in a circle and a loop that never ends.
We also see the interconnected web of life in our human relationships, how each thing we do affects another, and how that affects the next person. Whether our actions are good or they are bad, they cause a ripple effect. As UUs, we strive to have a positive energy in the world, send out a positive ripple. Our seventh principle reminds us to respect the interconnected web of life, and I often find myself pondering that. Throughout the day, I try to remind myself that even small things matter, such as smiling at someone or doing a kind act. When I find I'm not being my best self, I look back at the seventh principle and realize that my actions have an effect on others. I've always been inspired by people that can remain kind throughout hard situations. If you think of all the people who have left a positive mark on your life, you could probably come up with a short list. But if you think of all the positive things they've inspired you to do, that list gets longer. And all the people that have inspired by you, that list is huge. One person who has positively affected my life is my preschool teacher, Kathy Stevenson, who many of you have met. Kathy taught me to treat others the way you want to be treated. She taught me to be compassionate and to be generous. The things that I learned from her as a little kid are still things I try to teach others, whether it's the kids in RE or my peers. Treating yourself and others with kindness is a valuable lesson. Another person who taught me a lot about how to treat others was my grandma. She made me believe that with radical kindness, generosity, and love is the way you should treat anyone, even if you don't get along with them. After my grandma passed away, it made me much more committed to being a good, kind person with strong values, just like she was. I also began to understand that her faith gave her hope in hard times and the motivation to keep going, to be kind, and to be generous, all the things that a person should always try to be, even when life is hard. My grandma had my back, and she always let me know, and I think many people felt the same way. Another thing that has taught me a lot about interpersonal relationships is basketball. One thing I definitely learned from basketball was to respect others, even if they make you mad. My dad, who was my coach as a kid, always pushed shaking hands with refs after the game, even if they were frustrating. It taught me to help someone off the ground, whether they were my teammate or not. It taught me that the people that love you will always have your back. It taught me that family comes in different places. Although I have an amazing family at home, I've had teammates that don't have that privilege. For them at least, basketball and their teammates are their family, because we have their back when others don't. Bertrand Russell said, "Love is wise, hatred is foolish." In this world, which is becoming more and more closely interconnected, we have to learn to tolerate each other. We have to learn to put up with the fact that some people say things we don't like. We can only live together in that way. But if we are to live together, and we are not to die together, we must learn a kind of charity and a kind of tolerance, which is absolutely vital to the continuation of human life on this planet. To me, that quote means to love others, to be kind, and to realize your effect on others, because that's how the world must work to live in harmony.
I have delivered the sermon for the youth service the last 3 years, four if you count today, and the one common theme I have spoken about is community. Now, as I am taking part in this service for the last time, this concept is more meaningful to me than ever. I feel so lucky to have spent these last few years in YRUU. I get to spend every Sunday with people who share my values and who care about me. And having this constant in my life has meant the world to me. In struggling with my mental health over the years and dealing with all of the ups and downs of transitioning, as well as high school in general, knowing I always have a place to go where I will feel safe and loved has really made all the difference. Being a part of this church and of this youth group connected me with the larger world and the larger UU community. I've had the privilege to work in RE and get to connect with our children and watch them grow up. I constantly find myself so filled with joy at how kind, compassionate, and smart the children of our future are. They care for their community and participate in meaningful social justice work with an enthusiasm that a lot of adults don't share. I can't wait to see what incredible things they will do in the world. In my time learning in our RE program, as well as taking part in Coming of Age, OWL, Mystery Pals, and countless harvest festivals and craft fairs, I came to the understanding that our faith works very hard to bridge the gap between our adult and youth communities. I believe that this effort for mutual respect is extremely important for both youth and adults. Also through this organization, I've been connected with the Con community. At Con, youth from all over our district congregate at a little camp high up in the mountains. We worship, learn, caucus, sing, and cry for a weekend twice a year. I've met my closest friends there, and I've gained a deeper understanding of my role in this world. I've gained an appreciation for simply being with people, for sharing my heart with people who love me. Con taught me how to let people in. I was very closed off, hiding behind whatever I could for such a long time, and without Con, I fear I may have continued living like that. The important part is that I didn't. I really feel like so much has changed in just a few years. I feel like I've changed. In the past year, my family and I have experienced a lot of loss and had to deal with a lot of grief. We have had to hold ourselves together, circle the wagons. We have stood by each other in some really intense moments, and we are still grieving, but we know we are together in it. We know we can move through it. I am so fortunate to have the family I have. I'm grateful for my sisters, one of whom is with me today. They make me laugh, and they truly know me. I'm grateful for my parents, for staying so grounded through so much, and for raising my sisters and I to care about the people around us and to value the community. I guess this has just been a really long-winded way of saying I feel lucky. My place in the grand order of things feels as secure as it can during a time in my life so full of change. Sometimes I dream of running somewhere deep, green, and lush, of fishing in a lake and eating blackberries till my teeth are stained. I dream of becoming wild and shirking all of my responsibilities to live out my days deep in the wilderness, alone. But I'm pretty sure I'd be sad. I think I'd be too lonely. We are truly all connected, and we are absolutely reliant on each other to feel whole and fulfilled. The task of growing up is really a daunting one, but there are a lot of people who have my back. I am beyond thrilled to finally find the space I am meant to fill in the interconnected, interdependent web of all existence.
Finally, we will share with you a prayer titled Entwined from Stephen M. Schick's book, Be the Change, Poems, Prayers, and Meditations for Peacemakers and Justice Seekers.
Spirit of life, God of love, I am intertwined in your delicate web of mutuality.
The life energy that makes me reach for the sun also moves me to become wrapped, like the strong bittersweet vine and the delicate sweet pea around those I meet and love.
Here in the tangle of my daily life, I feel your pulse and sense what it means to be alive.
Here, twisted and knotted, I thrive, seeking the light that will pull me from, seeking the light that will pull me from the fragrant blossom of love.
Spirit of life, help me to experience the beauty of your interwoven and intricate web, that I might always embrace, without reserve, all those whom my life touches.